Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 65, read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains the following poems: A Wish, Lucy, Solitude, John Anderson, and The God of Music. Part 6, continued. A Wish. A Wish, by Samuel Rogers, 1763 to 1855, and Lucy, by Wordsworth, 1770 to 1850, are two gems that can be valued only for the spirit of quiet and modesty diffused by them. Mine be a cot beside the hill, a beehive's hum shall soothe my ear, a willowy brook that turns a mill, with many a fall shall linger near. The swallow oft beneath my thatch shall twitter from her clay-built nest, oft shall the pilgrim lift the latch and share my meal, a welcome guest. Around my ivied porch shall spring each fragrant flower that drinks the dew, and Lucy at her wheel shall sing in russet gown and apron blue. The village church among the trees, where first our marriage vows were given, with merry peals shall swell the breeze, and point with taper spire to heaven. S. Rogers. Lucy. She dwelt among the untrodden ways, beside the springs of Dove, a maid whom there were none to praise, and very few to love. A violet by a mossy stone, half hidden from the eye, fair as a star when only one is shining in the sky. She lived unknown, and few could know when Lucy ceased to be, but she is in her grave, and oh, the difference to me! William Wordsworth. Solitude. Happy the man whose wish and care a few paternal acres bound, content to breathe his native air in his own ground, whose herds with milk, whose fields with bread, whose flocks supply him with attire, whose trees in summer yield him shade, in winter fire. Blessed who can unconcernedly find hours, days, and years slide soft away, in health of body, peace of mind, quiet by day. Sound sleep by night, study and ease, together mixed, sweet recreation, and innocence, which most does please, with meditation. Thus let me live, unseen, unknown, thus unlamented let me die, steal from the world, and not a stone tell where I lie. Alexander Pope. John Anderson. John Anderson by Robert Burns, 1759 to 1796. This poem is included to please several teachers. John Anderson, my Joe, John, when we were first acquaint, your locks were like the raven, your bonny brow was brent. But now your brow is bald, John, your locks are like the snow, but blessings on your frosty pow, John Anderson, my Joe. John Anderson, my Joe, John, we clam the hill together, and money a canty day, John, we've had wi' an anither. Now we maun totter down, John, but hand in hand we'll go, and sleep together at the foot, John Anderson, my Joe. Robert Burns. The God of Music. The God of Music, by Edith M. Thomas, an Ohio poetess now living. In this sonnet the poetess has touched the power of Wordsworth or Keats, and placed herself among the immortals. The God of Music dwelleth out of doors. All seasons through his minstrelsy we meet, breathing by field and covert haunting sweet, from organ lofts in forests old he pours, a solemn harmony, on leafy floors to smooth autumnal pipes he moves his feet, or with the tingling plectrum of the sleet, in winter keen beats out his thrilling scores. Leave me the reed unplucked beside the stream, and he will stoop and fill it with the breeze. Leave me the viol's frame in secret trees, unwrought, and it shall wake a druid theme. Leave me the whispering shell on Nereid shores. The god of music dwelleth out of doors. Edith M. Thomas. End of section 65. Read by Kara Schallenberg on January 9th, 2007, in Oceanside, California.